Welcome everybody. Welcome to Rueang Thai Thai Story. This podcast will tell you about the story of Thai folk, Thai mythologies, Thai customs, and more. And today, we're going to tell you about the story of Lak Mueang, or City Pillars, which can be found in many cities in Thailand. And it is said that to house Jao Pa Lak Mueang, the city spirit deity, it was constructed because of the ancient Brahmins' customs believe that it has something to do with city pillar ceremony, which is the Akasya or Chayapruk. It means victory. And before the construction of the city, it was probably by King Rama the First who erect the first city pillar on 21st April 1782 when he moved his capital from Thonburi to Bangkok. And have you ever noticed that there is the left building on the left hand side of yours when you come and visit the Grand Palace? So it is built near Sanam Luang, the royal field, and close to the Ministry of Defense. According to a historian, the shrine was built after the establishment of Ratanakosin Kingdom, the current kingdom, to replace the old capital of Thonburi Kingdom during the reign of King Rama the First of Chakri Dynasty. And the renovated several times during the reign of King Rama IV, the King Mongkut. And have you ever heard about his story that he was in the monkhood? So in Thailand, there are two pillar shrines. The tall pillar is belong to King Rama I's original. The shorter one was added by King Mongkut, and he reconstruct the city destiny again because he was very excellent. Excel in the monkhood and all of the look at the stars, so he changed the city. And according to the legend, there is the story of In Jan Man Kong. Thai locals believe that the construction of the shrine required the sacrifice of four people after the proclamation of the words In Jan Man Kong all over the city. In from the north, Jan from the south, Man from the east, and Kong from the west. Anyone who respond was captured, brought to the ceremonial location, and buried in the hole. The spirits would guard and protect the city. This is the only myth, is not recorded in any chronicles. And also nowadays, many people usually visit, pay respect with the candles, the garland, and come to pay visit to this place. And not only that, as I mentioned about the menarch spirit, that the pregnant women who die during the give birth, they will be transformed into the haunted ghosts. So even this story bury even the pregnant women as well, so that their spirit could protect the city. And it's about the story of the Brahmin. So Thai still believe the Brahmins and Buddhism. If you come visit in Thailand, sometimes you need to identify whether this is the Buddhism or this is Brahmins or not, as it is mixed together, especially in the Grand Palace, and belong something that from the Brahmins. Thai believe that the king is like the god who avatar like in the human. So that's why we have a special word for the king, and even some kind of a special belief for this one. And so everyone, we are in the modern era with scientific, with Facebook or Netflix, but sometimes this story still become well known for the folk as well. You will surprise that many people still believe about this one. And not only in Bangkok, there are many city pillars around Thailand in many provinces. But the story of the Injan Mankong is still practiced in that ceremony. And moreover, there are many television Thai dramas about this one, or even in the Thai drama called Jao Kam Nai Wen, there are the picture of this ritual, and there is even the Thai drama or Thai lakon, lakon Thai, something like that, with the story of Pisawat, the story of the guardian, the female guardian who died and protect the royal treasure. And in the real life, I used to study about the history in Ayutthaya province. There is the story of the ghost who guard the treasure and will do harm to someone who steal that treasure, as it's believed that this treasure belongs to the kingdom. It's wrong to use by the personal issue or personal use. So it should belong to the kingdom, right? And have you ever visited the Jao San Phraya Museum? This museum, you will see a lot of the royal treasure that belong to the kingdom. And they try to protect the treasure from the thief. It is said that many Thais hid that treasure at the ground. And before they will do this kind of the thing, they will find someone who guard the treasure. They will become the guardian spirit. And sometimes they even say that this guardian spirit, they wear a traditional Thai clothes along with the subordinate who also wear a traditional Thai clothes as well. It is believed that they will guard the treasure for the rest of their life. As I used to tell you that Thai believe in the next life, so they are trapped and protect with all their cause. So I recommend you to visit the old capital city of Ayutthaya. You will learn a lot of this story. Or even to they hid their treasure in the prang. So it's like a tomb. But unfortunately, the thief, they make their way in, and they found the unfortunate in their life. It is the story around 30 years ago in Thailand that there was the haunted by the guardian spirit who want to guard the treasure. And more of the story, there was the story about many things will happen with the city pillar, and King Rama IV, King Mongkut, he changed the new pillar. We cannot say that he changed the new pillar, he just add another pillar. When you visit, you will see the two pillars at there. And today, thank you for listening, and I'm sorry for my absence. So enjoy this story.